Oh, there you are. From the wise quote. I have been expecting you. Did you get the paperwork done? The one that I asked for a couple hours ago? Yeah? You got it done? Did you do it well? And I expect some top-tier shit coming from you. Lock the door. Go on, lock it. It's not like I'm gonna bite hard anyway. So, I heard from your colleagues you've been talking about me, saying that I've been really unfair to you, having you do all my my personal pile of documents. You think I'm using you? Possibly just taking advantage of you? Is that what you've been telling your friends? Don't bother pretending. I know you enjoy it. Now, that's actually not all why I asked you to come to my office. I wanted you to be here because I needed something from you. No, not another heaping pile of work. Just something I need. From you specifically. Only if you're up for the job, of course. I can't have you lingering around my office, not knowing what to do. No. You're here to satisfy me. And some might say that might be a better job from organizing my files or doing my paperwork. So I'd say you look out. You think you have a choice? I have been very, very needy. Then I picked someone like you. Someone easy. Someone willing to participate in just making their boss feel real fucking good. You like that? With the doors locked and all of that, you can easily do whatever you want with me. Isn't that what you want? And I can tell from the bulge coming from your fucking pants that you like where this is going. And I know you've had your own share of little fantasies of me. Don't act like I didn't catch you the other day, jerking off in the corner, whispering my name, whimpering, hoping to God you'd catch me bending over again for the printers. Looking down on you with my cleavage right in front of you. And don't get me started on you just staring at my tits every time I don't come in without a bra. It's like you always knew. Am I on the right track? Why do you look so surprised? You think I don't know things? Look at you. You're turned on, and I haven't even begged for you to play with me. Knowing how much you're struggling right now turns me on so much. I really can't help myself but cross my legs a little bit. Hell, even I can't stop myself. What is it, honey? Don't you want to play with your boss? With how you look at her? And from what I've seen, you definitely want me. Come on, baby. Take your pants off. Show me what I'm working with. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you want to be used by me. Been taken over by a dominant woman like me. I know you're staring. So? Be obedient. Be a good fucking slut. And take your pants off. I quite like what we're working with. Come here. Come closer to me. Just having that dick swing. Look at you. You're so hard for me. I guess you could say you're hard for mommy. But don't get too attached to that name, because I am still your fucking boss. Cut in your paycheck. Maybe. Now, go ahead and stroke that fucking cock of yours as you watch me slide my hands underneath my skirt and start touching myself. Yeah? You like watching? You like knowing that I'm touching my wet, dripping pussy while they watch as you jerk your fucking meat off faster and faster. And I know you're watching as my pussy drips down my floor. Do you enjoy watching me? Keep going. Keep going, baby. That's it. God. I love it when you listen to me. I love it so much. I love knowing that you're so obedient for me. God. That's right. That's right, baby. Keep stroking that cock for me. That's it. Did you want to come now, baby? Did you? You really? You want to come so badly? You're too cute, honey. Here, how about I give you permission, and I'll let you come now. Okay, baby? Yeah? Yeah, you want to? That's it, baby. That's it, baby. You can come. You can come, baby. That's it. Come all over my face, honey. You can do it. That's it. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Oh my God. You'll be an even better boy if you could just clean up your mess and head back out. Close the door on your way out.